Welcome to Lanyap, a program about people, events, and issues. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined by Mel Mobley. He's one of the co-creators of the new Music on the Bayou Festival. Mel, welcome to Lanyap.
Thank you for having me.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your festival. We've done this in the past, but what year are you guys on with the new Music on the Bayou Festival?
Well, this is our fifth festival. We obviously did not have one last year because of the pandemic, so we're excited to be back after a year off, and I'm excited that we've made it to year number five.
Now, you've got lots of different types of music at this festival, and you got your start on the Bayou here in Monroe, but this involves multiple cities, and you get going, understand, on Thursday.
Yes, we start out on Thursday, and we do have multiple venues. That's one of the things that makes our festival unique. We connect with various constituencies in the region to reach more people that way. And so on Thursday, we start on the ULM campus, and we have a concert at 1 p.m. in Biedenhorn Recital Hall. And then that evening, we are going to be part of the gallery crawl. We are going to be set up in that grassy area next to the palace and do a little concert there at 7 p.m. And then Friday, we move on over to Ruston. We do a concert at 11 a.m. in the morning there in their visual arts complex. And then we do a concert at, I believe, 3 p.m. Yes, correct. And that's in kind of in the center of their campus. It's an amphitheater there. And then we do a evening concert over there at Ruston Artisans. And so that takes our care of our Friday over there in Ruston. And then Saturday, we're back over here in Monroe with kind of our staple concert in the morning at the Black Bayou National Wildlife Refuge. Mm-hmm. And then at 3 p.m. on Saturday, we have another concert at Brown Auditorium. And then that evening, we finish up at the Biedenhorn Gardens and Museum with our final concert.
Now, you always have lots of different types of music. And I guess one of the neat things when I was playing music in college was getting to meet the composer or the artist behind the music. You're going to be either bringing in a lot of people or virtually bringing them in. So tell me about some of these musicians.
Yeah, that's one of the things that really excites us about this festival. Our goal was to connect these composers from around the globe with our community and for there to be this interaction and learning from each other. And so in a normal year, all composers that are having their works performed are here on location. This year, given the uncertain status as we were planning, we are allowing some of those composers are going to be here virtually, but there will be 25 at least composers in town. And I think that's the most interesting thing about the festival is there is this wide variety of music and people, and they are super excited to share it with our community, but also they are super excited to come here and learn about the North Louisiana area, and they take those ideas back with them as they go home and compose some more.
You also will feature lots of different local performers and lots of folks that that we may know and may not know. Tell me about where the performers come from.
Yes, that is one of the things when we started that we were really excited about showcasing the amazing talent we have here locally. The festival started 5 years ago using primarily professors from Louisiana Tech and ULM. We've since, as the festival has grown a lot over the years, we've now begun to access some performers from other universities such as LSU and Northwestern State and even Southeastern Louisiana. So we have performers from all over the state, but the primary ones, the bulk of them are here locally. And so some of them you will recognize, and as you say, some of them will be new faces.
You're in year number 5 of the New Music on the Bayou Festival. We're talking with Mel Mobley. He's one of the co-creators of the festival. Mel, we've got about 2 minutes left. I want to ask you what a couple of your favorite things are that you're looking forward to in this festival, because I know you've got a sneak preview on some of this stuff. So what are a couple of things you're really looking forward to?
That's a good question, and I'm hesitant to answer because I don't want to promote one concert over the other, but I know that there's going to be some fantastic music at all of the concerts. I really think that the first concert on the campus of ULM, 1 p.m. Thursday, is going to be amazing. I know that that's hard for a lot of people to get to during the day, during the weekday at 1 p.m., but I think it's going to be quite spectacular. And then always exciting to be out at the Black Bayou Wildlife Refuge. It's always the composer's favorite concert, and it's just a really interesting atmosphere and exciting time. I also will mention that each year we award a prize to a composer. This is adjudicated by people outside the festival, and that composer is then commissioned to write a piece for the following year to be premiered out at the Bayou. And so this year, Daniel Fawcett has written a piece called Maple Monument that we will be premiering.
Mel Mobley with us on New Music on the Bayou Festival, June 3rd through 5th. For folks to find out more info, where can they go?
Just go to newmusiconthebayou.com. There's all the information you need there. There is a schedule of events. And for the first time ever, we're streaming all the concerts, so you can watch them from home. We encourage you to come out, though, because we think music is much better live, but the live stream links are there on the website as well.
To find out more, you can visit our website, kedm.org.